Yeah, there's a great start to a Friday morning. Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, here at Classic Hits.
La, 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 la.
That's a bit of a feel-good Friday belter, isn't it?
It's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, you won't beat us with a big stick.
They're coming here, aren't they? They're doing a gig here very soon. We were giving out tickets for their show, sure.
Were we?
Yeah, we were.
For Simple Minds,
for
I don't
Simple
remember
Minds. Yeah, we were indeed, because you were saying, I was telling you how much I liked them, and then you were going, so why aren't you going? And I went, it's a lot of hassle, you know.
Because it's a gig, like.
Yeah, yeah, because it's out. Yeah. But there you go. But they are definitely coming.
Right, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Happy Friday to you folks. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. Looking forward to the weekend. I know it's still a bit rainy out there. It's nothing but rainy. All the time now.
It's been rainy the last couple of days now. Yeah, it's a bit of a pox.
But anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. There's loads of people in. I can see Antoinette there. I can see Comial. I can see... Oh, actually, do you know something? The one I did want to mention was Phil I Am has been on. You know, Phil I Am, of course, is his dedicated listener from the UK.
From the Newcastle man, yeah.
And he listened to the After Show show.
Yeah.
And your luck is in, buddy.
What's in?
He's going to suss out some Newcastle brown ale.
Ah, oh, I'm telling you, it's great stuff. It really is.
If you want to check it out, the After Show show is up there on Facebook and wherever you get your podcasts. It's an interesting one. PJ and myself, we kind of become like kind of like food critics. Like the worst.
In the worst, yeah, that's it. I was going to say in the loosest possible way. It's not. It's in the worst possible way.
Yeah, the worst food critics you've ever heard in your life. I see Chainsaw Man there. I see Margaret in Fermoy's there. I see, who's that? That's Richie the Trucker. I see Jurassic Greg or Greg in Ballinasloe. Jurassic Greg's a bit like the Aviva. Do you know what I mean?
How do you mean now?
You never know, you're never quite sure whether to call it the Aviva or Lansdowne Road.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know whether to call him Greg from Ballinasloe or Jurassic Greg.
Let's go with Jurassic.
Jurassic Greg is his new sponsorship name, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, let's go with Jurassic Greg anyway because it sounds like we're slagging him for being an elf.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know what happened to the Lily White, right, while he was away. You know the way he had a comeback?
That's right,
He had a resurgence this week. I don't know what he was up to, but he's gotten very happy and all.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What's he doing?
He might have been I think he might have been up the mountains with monks and things.
Oh yeah, yeah. How to bend his body in funny ways and all.
Yeah, everything. He seems to have a very kind of.
God, I tell you, I was watching a documentary last night on Bikram. You know your man Bikram.
Oh, the yoga bloke.
Oh my God, he's such a dirty old whore.
I heard a brilliant podcast. Listened to a brilliant podcast.
It's basically
about him.
That they obviously listened to the podcast and decided to make a documentary.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah, brilliant.
And he's a dirty old whore, so he is. And the fact that he's still working. Oh my God.
Yeah, and made fortunes out of that because that became a franchise.
Yeah,
that whole
Bikram
thing,
it's all over the world. Yeah.
There's poor old Amanda. Don't mention the sciatica.
Oh, the sciatica. Yeah. Of course, you can't mention it. Says,
no,
she
you
says,
can't
mention. Says she says her that never fails to give us a shout about her sciatica.
Who's this? Trucker Liam has been on, and I see JP's photograph there as well. Morning to you all, folks. Thanks a million for getting in touch. 087-188-0008. We have a lot of birthdays to get through, right?
Oh, really? Yes.
Yeah, a lot.
Ooh.
So, and that's only from. Didn't even have to drag in the weekend ones. I could have dragged in even more from the weekend.
Jeebus, don't do that. We're all feeling a bit delicate now this far into a week. I want to go out on a Friday not feeling like a complete loser, you know.
Look, we'll find some winners for you in there, buddy, trust me. Michael Jackson's Black or White here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. Happy Friday, November 22nd. My God, this day next week, it'll be my birthday, PJ.
Oh, my God. On a Friday,
Friday.
Guess what that means, everybody? It means he won't be here.
No, correct.
He'll be long gone. God ails. Jim McCabe does not work on his birthdays. Nor should anyone.
Not in here. Although, yeah. I did last year. You know what's ironic? Last year, we were out in Jones's Garden Centre.
We were.
On the day of my birthday.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And this year, we're the day before, because I'm not around, obviously. So we're going to be out
there
next Thursday.
We're going over Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you can still do that, the cake thing and all, the presents and the, you know what I mean, the chauffeur thing and all that, if you want. Like, just saying.
Don't worry, no, honestly, don't worry about it at all, because sure, we weren't going to do it in the first place. So thanks a million.
Right. Well, that's good anyway. I didn't want to put you out or anything.
Yeah, I think I got to set fire to a sausage and get you to blow it out.
To be honest with you, that actually sounds like one of the greatest gifts. Yeah, there you go. There's a fully born sausage for you, Jim.
There
take
you
that with our compliments.
Blow it out and swallow it and make a wish.
Right, here we go. Birthday time. There's a few of them to try and get through, right? So let's bash on. What about this bloke?
We didn't like each other much when we played, so it always became personal when we played, which was great drama and great match to watch. Nowadays, everybody is very equal, very much alike. Sometimes on the shake hands, you don't know who's winning, who's losing. Well, you saw who's winning and losing when Agassi played Becker, trust me.
There you go.
Oh, so it's Becker. Yeah, yep. It's Boris Becker.
Your mate. And actually, you read Agassi's book, didn't you? So you probably know what he said about Becker.
What did he say? I can't remember now.
I don't know myself. But
I think
anyway.
He just sort of called him robotic, this and that and the other, didn't he?
Well,
there was
be.
Great rivalries back then. That's when tennis was more exciting then than Premier League is, which is an awful thing to have to be admitting to.
Yeah.
Becker, what a sort of, you know, I still remember kind of, shows my age, when he was the younger fella coming along.
Oh, he was a proper kid. Like, yeah. It looked like he'd just left school to
and
go onto the court.
You see him, he's like, he looks like he's the Chancellor of Germany or something.
Yeah.
And then he had the whole baby in the wardrobe thing.
Turns out like he was striking a blow for the sexiness of gingers of the world.
He was, yeah. You except know, he was, like every good ginger, in fairness, he did it in the dark. but it was just an unbelievable thing. To see it, his life unfold. It's weird now that I'm at that I've grown up watching other people grow up.
Exactly. And how many... I mean, obviously he was hugely successful, but I mean, in the scheme of things, I don't... He wasn't a sort of a Borg, a Sampras,
a
Federer.
Like, no.
I mean, it wasn't that sort of top stuff.
But he was always... He was a fan favourite or something.
Exactly. That's the point I was going to make. He seems to have gotten... a lot of love out of his career.
People loved him, yeah. Because they still see him as the little young German lad.
That's probably
and that's a horny old ginger devil out of the box.
Out of the wardrobe.
Drop over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to say, God, what age is he now? He's older than me anyway.
Yeah.
Because I was a nipper when he was doing 58. No.
Go on. I'll give you a mulligan
55,
on that.
55, I was going to say.
52.
Ah, sugar on it.
52.
Sugar on a knocker.
There is another
which
tennis...
Is what he was into in the wardrobe.
There is another tennis star, but it would have been way before your time. But it's like one of the most famous names in tennis, Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King?
Yeah. Never
sounds
heard.
Like your soul
what?
Singer.
You never
ladies
heard of him.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Billie Jean King.
Yeah.
No, never heard of Billie Jean King.
Right, okay. Well, then we'll scratch her off the list.
God, I haven't a clue.
She's 76, by the way.
Oh, gee, but fair play to you, Billie Jean.
Yeah. Right, okay. Back to the birthdays. Oscar Pistorius is celebrating his birthday today. Blade Runner himself, as he was nicknamed.
Because of the big... hold on, which one's Oscar Pistorius?
Oscar Pistorius was in jail.
Oh, yeah! Blade Runner, yeah, oh
yeah,
God.
The jailed Paralympian.
I was thinking of Pete Sampras again.
What?
Instead of thinking of the fella with the mad legs, I was thinking of the fella with the huge lip.
Oscar Pistorius.
I don't know, I was stuck on tennis, man. I got stuck on tennis. Oscar Pistorius, what a spoofer that lad is. I thought he was amazing at the time.
That was as close as we got to another sort of OJ case, wasn't it?
You know,
watching it all in camera. And
like, I was obsessed with him after the 2012 Olympics when he won everything.
Before he started...
Yeah, oh, obviously I'm not...
bathroom doors off.
Yeah, I'm not into wife killers. It's not something I tend to see.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that. That's all
I'm
saying.
But I thought he was so brilliant in his interviews. He was so... like, he came across so well and everything.
Yeah.
He presented himself and he was like this... He brought... the Paralympics into the main stage and all this
stuff.
He was
a superstar of it.
And then it turns out he's just a mad lunatic. Liar.
Kind of
murderer, for God's sake. He's a murderer.
Correct. You can say that without fear of contradiction,
yeah,
PJ.
And his excuse was the worst thing I've ever heard. I thought she was in the bed. Oh, no, what's the South African? Yes, I thought she was in the bed. I didn't know. And I thought she was in the bed, so I just started firing. Who does that? Nobody does that. Yeah. Nobody fires straight into the jacks and goes, here, get up out of the bed there and call the cops. I'm after shooting the fella.
Yeah.
Like, he's a total another spoofer.
It was a slight stretch, you might say.
Unreal, yeah.
But how old is he?
Oh, he's a young man.
Yeah.
He, 36.
Oh, not bad, 33.
Ah, sugar.
33. Right, here's one for you. And you're in with a shout at this former Manchester United player.
Yeah.
Current Belgium international.
Oh, it's God, I know who it is. It's that It's that half with Fellaini, isn't it?
Yes, it
is. Yeah, it is.
The man of the amazing hair.
Yes. Oh, my God. I knew. See, straight away, I knew it wasn't Lukaku because the big smile on your face.
I know, yeah.
See,
I know.
Man.
It's a very
sideshow Bob himself.
That's exactly it. I kind of do feel a little bit sorry for him sometimes.
I don't.
I mean, the guy is a Belgium international in the golden age of Belgian football.
Yeah.
And everybody, it's a joke, like, to everybody.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's
fairness. Do you remember?
Scored goals and he's done lots of good things for various clubs.
And he's also done lots of daft
for Everton. And
do you remember last year? I think it was last season. He went to make a shot on goal, right?
Right.
And it was such a bad shot, he knocked the steward off his stool with the ball at the corner flag.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
By Jew, nothing will ever compare to his compatriot, Romelu Lukaku, falling over the ball
in free space.
It's one of the most amazing clips you'll ever see.
Belgium football's golden age, ladies and gentlemen. A man who knocks down a steward at the corner flag.
And a lad who falls over
and
an actual football.
And a man who on his own gets a pass of the ball and falls over.
Ah, yes. This is truly the golden age of Belgian football.
And we actually thought it was Mourinho was the problem. Oh, my God. When I think of it now.
Yeah, poor old Marouane Fellaini, whose hair caused him all sorts of problems because people kept pulling it.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah, he shaved it all off now
and he looks much better. Still looks kind of daft.
You know, him and his brother are, like, obviously brothers do look alike, but they seriously look alike. And they're not, to the best of my knowledge, they're never quoted as being like twins or anything. They just happen to be.
I wouldn't be. It would explain a lot now, in fairness, right?
What if the wrong brother?
If the brother was playing for Belgium, doing all those great results.
I can't be bothered this week.
Yeah, and it was Fellaini that
Marouane,
played.
Marouane, you have to go on. No, you do it instead.
Yeah, Marouane played for Belgium, but he sent his brother to United for them a few years.
Yeah. Right,
so he scored a goal against West Ham with the back of his head. For God's sake.
That's a very unique skill, buddy.
Yeah, it is. It's a unique skill at all. But the problem is he was looking for the ball on the ground at the time. I got to say, he's like 31, is he?
32.
Oh.
Not bad. Maybe I'll... two more. Do you want to squeeze in two more very quickly?
I just lashed them out.
Right, okay. Because they're both actresses. One of them in particular you're a huge fan of. The first one, though, very lovely head. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. She's very lovely head. She's going to go for... She's 39.
35.
Jeez.
And this is the one that you're a huge fan of because of your love for horror. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, the soundest woman in the world. She gave me sister £100.
Did she?
Yeah.
Just something.
She was at the Late Late Show, doing the Late Late Show, and she saw them all outside doing their Focus Ireland night.
Yeah.
What are you doing? She told him, there's £100.
Brilliant. Because you know somebody said about her, because, who was it said it about her? You know the sort of whole thing about, like, say, the Helen Mirren thing?
Yeah.
An older, very sexy lady.
Yeah.
Somebody would describe Jamie Lee Curtis as thinking man's crumpet.
Oh my God.
So in other words, if you weren't into bimbos, if you wanted, like, you know, proper, mature, elegant, beautiful woman,
yeah,
it would be Jamie Lee Curtis.
Great. And all the lads have said that she wouldn't throw fire at them.
She wouldn't give them £100 for sleeping in the street.
Yeah, she wouldn't give them £100 for leaving the house, yeah. I gotta say, she's 61, is she?
Yes!
Ah,
well done. I knew there'd be a winner in there for you.
Finally, winner, all right.
There you go, you're the star of all of your horror movies, Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's great.
Saves the day for you, buddy.
She's great. And she's in Trading Places, and you see her knockers. They're thinking man's knockers.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Almost 6:34. Happy Friday, Tara.
Woohoo!
How are you today?
I'm so happy it's Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So happy it's Friday. I think it's because the weather's been miserable. It just seems like a long week this week.
It has
and
been.
And are you also so delighted to be back in the bosom of your breakfast family? After hanging out with the giver-outers in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the moaners and whingers.
I quite like... Sorry, hang on. I hang out with moaners and whingers anyway. I've just been listening to PJ with a 15-minute...
rant about Christmas.
Rant. Yeah.
What was I giving out about this?
I won't say on the
fair
air
point.
What you were giving out about this morning.
I noticed you've converted Mike, by the way. See Mike on Twitter moaning about Christmas. Can we get petitions up about it?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Good for you, Mike Hogan.
You've turned, Mike.
No, can we just be very clear? I think speaking on behalf of myself and Peter, it's not anti-Christmas. We're just anti-Christmas until until it's Christmas.
Well, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, I'm anti-Christmas now, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'd rather the day now didn't happen. I don't know what anyone gets out of it.
Why?
I tell you, Jim gave me the perfect explanation for it.
Did I?
Yeah, without you were talking about something else. But it's a great... It's like these jackasses, and they have a flower, you know those things, and it goes, it blooms for one day in 20... Here it is, here it is, hey! It's the biggest anti-climax. It's so pointless. It's so utterly pointless. Nobody gets anything from it. It's just a day off where everybody fights with their family or sits around and then you have a 2 stone to lose in 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a pointless
that
exercise.
I'm going to cling on to Christmas dinner and mince pies.
Christmas dinner, mince pies for breakfast in the whole week leading up to Christmas.
Yeah. Mince pies in and of themselves are justification for Christmas.
They are, and then when they're
you know something? If that's the best,
Calveston's one particularly.
Oh, it's as close as you've ever come to convincing me on anything.
Yeah.
And then when they get a bit stale in the days after Christmas, mush them into ice cream and make mince pie ice cream.
Yeah, that's
legendary.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh my god, this has been a revelation.
An ex-girlfriend of mine showed me that many years ago, and that is a genius idea.
Drizzle a little bit of Bailey's over the top of them.
I never heard of that.
Happy Christmas!
Trust Tara to manage to squeeze that bit in.
Yeah.
So, I don't get me wrong now, I love your mince pie ice cream. Where's the alcohol? Tonight. Hey, Soul Sister, Train here at Classic Hits and Space Cowboy, your Get Up and Go song from Jamiroquai just ahead of that. People absolutely loving Tara's recipe. The mince pie ice cream thing, which you've known for years and you didn't think to share it with me.
Never thought of it. And to
you
be
know
honest
my
with you,
fascination and my love for mince pies. And you never thought, I know, I could do Jim a favour now and I could tell him about this recipe I have.
It's very good. The way it was shown to me now is you get the mince pie that's maybe getting a little bit hard, right, or a bit stale afterward. And you put it in the microwave for just a few seconds to soften it up. Then mash it all into the ice cream. That's what I was showing.
Wow.
Oh, it's very good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And look at that, Commie Al. Who I'm assuming Commie Al, I know there's a sickle and what's name on his thing, but I was assuming it was because he was a chef. So, anyway, whatever.
He's the only chef that calls you comrade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, he's delighted about it. Somebody else says, strung out on mince pies and ice cream already.
Oh, geez. Barry, be careful. It's too early.
10 seconds in the microwave. Mash half in with the ice cream. Bang, says Barry.
Barry, no one's denying it's an amazing thing, but please be careful.
The fact that we all have
2 stone to lose in January as it is. You're going to have 3 or 4.
The fact that he's called Barry and he's expressed it that way, it's like your man that does the Sillet.
Barry from Sillet, bang. Yeah. He's mince pie, bang, Barry.
Bang, and the dessert is gone.
Bang. Oh, that's brilliant.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I'm well into that now. Fair play to Tara. It was worth letting her speak today.
It was, wasn't it? I'm going to get you a few tasty pies this year as well.
By the way, it's actually
become a tradition at this stage, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it's not long before we have our mince pie morning. I know we're not allowed to speak about it because we don't want every kind of, you know, any sort of willy-nilly types.
Turning up.
Because that would just take mince pies from us.
That's it, yeah. And let's be honest, I mean, sharing Christmas and all is all about is great, being selfish, really.
Completely.
You know? It's all about devouring food, eating like a little pig and justifying it.
Look at that, there's an interesting one. Margaret's just been on to say, did you ever try Christmas pudding cheesecake?
I have a confession to make.
If you have another recipe that you haven't shared with me, I'm going to go over and punch you.
I don't like Christmas pudding at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't at all. Like, the whole
I don't think you're alone in that regard.
I don't like it. I think it just tastes like
fruit.
It tastes like someone was hiding a scone in a sock for a few months and then you've decided to throw it out with a bit of ice. I don't get it at all.
I don't mind it now, I have to say. I'm okay with it.
You eat. Yeah, shite off.
Why? There's no need for that. There's no need for that. Oh, yeah. Slag, just because I have a hearty appetite. I apologise for my language.
There must be an ism
that I can accuse you of. There must be somebody I can report you to. Look at that, lads. Bowl of custard. Hot, hot custard. Drop the mincer into it. Weight him in. Eat away. Mincer will be lovely and warm. Enjoy. Dave the bus driver.
Ooh, that sounds very nice.
Why, have you never had mince pies with custard?
No, never. Oh, right. I never think of having custard with anything. Custard isn't on the radar for
not
me.
Not anymore. When you were a kid, it was huge.
Yeah, custard and Angel Delight.
And trifle.
They were all things that were... And prawn cocktails.
Yeah.
They were all of a sort. It feels like they're of another time or something. I never think of it anymore.
Custard is kind of another time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't really hear much about custard anymore.
Never think of it. It's not on my radar.
You wouldn't
at all.
Get it in a restaurant nowadays, for example.
Imagine asking for trifle and custard in a restaurant. They'd be like, oh my God. The 1940s just walked in the door.
They used to serve it with everything. Apple pie and custard was a thing.
Yeah, that was a thing. My dad loved it. Rhubarb tart.
Rhubarb and custard was huge.
He used to love it, yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was a show actually called Rhubarb and Custard. Do you remember
that's
that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, kids cartoon or something.
A cat and a dog or something, wasn't it? Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, I've forgotten what the heck. I don't know what I'm talking about now or doing. What am I even doing here?
You went into a hypnotic trance with food. We both did.
I drifted off there.
As soon as both of us
thought
of the mince pies and ice cream, hasn't been a lick of sense out of us ever since.
Right, come on, back on track. Focus, people, focus. 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout about anything at all today. We've got loads to give to you. Today's the day we start handing out our prizes because, of course, the final day of the breakfast table quiz. Somebody's going to win those fabulous flights and the luxury accommodation, all but thanks to LL. That's today. We'll also have, of course, a crack of the hit bit. We'll have our James Blunt tickets for you to win. We'll have our family passes and our big birthday party for Funky Monkey's Soft Play Centre. That's to be handed out today. And of course, we'll be chatting to our elf, will we? Are we going to get some elf going on?
The little elf is coming on, yeah. We've some hard questions for little elf, man, this week, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we do. I have to find it. Yeah, remember we were talking about young offenders and all. And,
oh, yeah.
And, I want to have I have a bone to pick with him. I think he's been a little bit snotty with me.
Right.
And I would like to bring that
up. I wouldn't
have
anything to do with your rant. Similar to what you had with Tara earlier on about you thinking Christmas is a complete waste of time.
How? What use is it now to rub me nose in that?
Yeah, B52's Love Shack here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for that. 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. By the way, just we gave you that traffic news about the N7. There being big, big problems there. A couple of lanes blocked. Inbound from Junction 2 there, Kingswood and Newlands Cross. We're saying a bit of being backed up. Somebody's actually been on to say it's backed up all the way to Exit 7 Kill, as opposed to whatever it was, Junction 4 Rathcoole or something we were saying. But the latest we have on it was the traffic on the N7 is actually backed up to Exit 7 Kill. So it sounds nasty.
It sounds nasty. If you can avoid that place, definitely do it. It doesn't look like it's a good spot at all at the moment.
No, absolutely.
Hopefully no one's hurt.
Now, 14 minutes past 7.
Aww.
Not exactly the music you'd expect to hear all the time, but there is... Okay, he's not called Pat, but there is a very famous postman.
Postman Michael.
In this land, who seems to get rolled out every so often.
Every year. They go mad to this spoofer. Now, I have to say, this lad's a total and utter spoofer. Never believe anyone called Michael, for a start.
Well, we've learned that the hard way.
And if a second name is Gallagher, it gets worse still.
Oh my God.
So Michael
this man
Gallagher.
Is a cross between you and Mike.
Yeah.
It's literally the worst possible marriage.
Yeah, I know.
It's incredible.
What happens when you cross a Michael with a Gallagher? You get a full bread half, which is what you get.
Quarter, I would have said.
Right.
As a push.
Better still. But he's at it every year, this lad. You know, he's a retired postman now. He retired 4 years ago.
Okay.
Right?
And where did the weather thing come in?
So this is the thing, right? His name is Michael Gallagher, and he says he learns how to tell the weather from the behaviour of nature over the years in the hills of Donegal. He's up there watching what's going on, and he learned it from the people who did it before him, and them before them, and them before the others.
Right, so that's his way of saying, yes, I've no official qualification.
Yeah, exactly, that's always the way. It's the Donegal version of, sure, this is how we've always done it.
I learned it from the grass and the trees.
And that's exactly, he's at it again, right?
Right, so what's it this time?
So now they've gone to him. You see, the thing is, in his defence, the papers go to him now, because they know they're going to get some nonsense down, right? But they've got him, they says, what's the story? What do you reckon for a white Christmas, right? Now watch this for an accurate prediction.
Okay.
You know, right? He says, right, there's a strong possibility of snow at Christmas.
Oh, jeez.
Possibility now.
Right.
He also predicts changeable winter with lots of cold weather on the way next month. It's December, for God. It's literally December.
Yeah. I could have given you that sort of... Yeah. I'd have probably made a stab at that one myself.
So how do you know this, Michael, they says? How do you know? Well, the foxes are coming down from the mountains, right? And the robins are going into the houses. They're well aware something's in the air, he says. There's definitely a change on the way in December. We know there is a change on the way in December. It'll be very interesting to see. There was lots of hay made during the summer. And the older people are saying it'll be used over the winter. And don't forget, nature looks after its own.
Oh my God.
Now... That's wow. What the,
there's a part of me that wishes that, you know, Gene Byrne or whoever else it is that does the weather on
did it like that. Imagine Evelyn.
So forget about your fronts and your depressions and your, you know, the position of the
high pressure, low pressure,
and all this kind of shenanigans. It'd be much better if Gene Byrne came on and said, "Now, a number of foxes have been noticed coming down the mountain, so I think we can all agree we're in for a cold spell."
And don't forget, nature looks after its own, so please keep your dog in the garden. It's just the maddest thing.
So the foxes have come down, the robins are going into
the houses.
There was hay made in the
summer.
We've
an abundance of hay. Yeah, lots of
right,
hay made.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. So he's retired from On Post now. He was delivery mailer on the Blue Stack Mountains for 48 years. He learned all the traditional methods when he was delivering the post in the Blue Stack Mountains. I was a courier myself for a while, and all I learned was there was an upper and lower O'Connell Street. I didn't know that. I actually didn't know that
right.
Until I started.
So you didn't learn anything about the foxes or the robins or the...
I learned feck all about foxes. I saw a fox having a poo one morning. That was it.
Culture Club Big 80s number one, Karma Chameleon. We may have some good news if you're stuck on the N7 because we just got a WhatsApp in. I'll tell you now, it's from Ken. Ken's been on to say that he just passed the incident on the N7 a few minutes ago and apparently they have cleared it and they are opening the lanes, but traffic there is still really, really, really heavy. So.
Yeah, okay. That's going to be backed up for a while, I'd say.
Yeah.
The traffic there is so heavy anyway, if it's
but
worse.
There might be light at the end of the tunnel at least if they've cleared it and they're opening up the lanes again. It might start to at least sort of begin the crawl.
Thanks for letting us know, and if you're around any area where this is going on or anywhere else, keep letting us know so we can... We can tell people.
Yeah, because somebody was on. Let me just see again. Stick your name on the old WhatsApps for us. Darren Corcoran was on just to say that he drove past that fire at 3 o'clock this morning on the N7. It was apparently a double-decker bus.
Wow, jeepers,
so
right.
He said.
Right, okay.
Anyway, listen, thanks for that. So hopefully a little bit of good news or light at the end of the tunnel, at least if you're stuck on the N7 at the moment. I think I'm going to do a little bit of Postman Michael now and say this. I predict that a funky monkey will be appearing on the show today.
Sunray, how does he know these things? I just don't know how you can make such accurate predictions. It's amazing.
Incredible. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's a blessing and a curse, PJ. That's all I'd say to you. But anyway, yeah, our funky monkey will have to make some sort of an appearance before the end of the show today. We've got more family passes for Funky Monkey's Play Cafe. And of course, today we give out the big one, the birthday party for up to 10 kids as well. So stay listening for our pantooting monkey.
It's all the big stuff today. We finally give away that, it's the breakfast table quiz, the trip to Tel Aviv. We've got a bit of a job to do to knock 13 off, but we're going to try and do it. And it's 540 quid or 640 quid, I beg your pardon, isn't it? On the hit bit, yeah.
Tasty.
So we can't give away enough today.
Yeah.
Can't give away
and
enough.
You haven't even scratched the surface of the James Blunt tickets.
Like I was saying. Can't give away enough.
Yeah, Funky Town, Pseudo Echo here, a classic hit. Still haven't had our Funky Monkey. We haven't heard our monkey pantooting for the chance for you to win those family passes to Funky Monkey's Soft Play Cafe. Of course, the birthday party end of week prize up for grabs today, so stay listening for that. Hitbit on the way, 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash at the Hitbit. But let's see if you recognise this for a second. See if you know this music. This will bring you back to your childhood, PJ.
Oh,
you know it?
Airport.
Yeah.
Airport.
No, I wasn't sure. I thought that might have been before your time.
No, I definitely remember that one, yeah.
The Motors from 1978 and Airport. A couple of things. Actually, we're going to be in the airport again this year for a special Christmas show. And the last time we were there, we actually got this fabulous tour from Eddie in Clane.
Brilliant it
who
was.
Who was a part of the fire service out there. And one of the things that he showed, there was all of the really cool stuff and, you know, we were like... We were like kids getting a jant in the big fire
brigade. In the big fire truck they have. It's unbelievable, yeah.
All that. But one of the weird things was this room. And there's no way of kind of breaking this into you. It was full of dead animals.
Freezers, right? Two big freezers full of birds and hares and all kinds of things. And the most disturbing part that we probably shouldn't tell you was there was a barbecue
there was
in the room.
A barbecue.
Now, they don't eat any of it. We're assured of that.
There was a huge barbecue.
But it was just hilarious that was where they chose to store the barbecue. Well, yeah. I'm sure they just used like sausages and rations.
It was an amazing tour, and that was just one of the surprising elements of it. But there's a story that's kind of related in the papers today.
Well, in case you are wondering how often these things happen, that they have a strike, a bird strike or a hare strike or anything else.
Yeah.
The figures are pretty...
How do you have a hair strike?
Well, just I don't know. In your case, you just...
Yeah, they went on strike a long time ago.
They went on
everybody out! Yeah,
Everybody out to hell! He's not using the shampoo we like. Yeah, me poor Elvin, he had a hair strike when he was like 17. He had to comb over when he was 19. Like, unbelievable. Anyway, so the hair...
I assume it must be just the suction of the engines is so strong that they would literally suck them up off the ground.
It seems like that. So they say hares and birds being sucked into the engines and planes. Now it happens once a week. More than once a week. I'm kind of surprised at
Me
that.
Too.
So we've 54 animals sucked into the engines at Dublin Airport so far this year. Not mad. So that's
crazy.
Yeah, so Dublin Airport, they confirmed there's 54. The 54 incidents. And they've been taking drastic action to prevent it because it causes a problem, right? Now, we know that they go out and they do a bit of...
Yeah.
I feel bad now doing this story all of a sudden. You know?
The fact that they have to go out and do a bit of shooty-shooty.
They do a bit of bang-bang, you know what I mean? To try and clear the place. And,
yeah.
Because it's more dangerous for people. Well, it's not more dangerous. But, oh, God, you know what I'm saying? So 43 bird strikes were reported by planes taking off, landing at the capital's airport since January 1st, right? That's in addition, 11 unfortunate hares were sucked into the engines. Ingested, they call it. They were ingested in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's gruesome.
It makes
isn't
the plane it? Sound like it's alive, doesn't it? Like it's hunting them.
Yeah.
I got one.
It is gruesome.
Everybody out there going, that jumbo jet's after ingesting five of them on themselves.
Have you ever been on a plane when something like that's happened?
I don't. I suppose if I have, I wouldn't have known
about
it.
No, nor I. But Mike says that they make a weird sound and everything.
Of course he'd know that. Is that a fact? Yeah, they make a big sound. I don't know.
Crunching or something.
But here's the problem, you see. It, they are a safety risk because the hares, they can get, for want of a better word, ingested by the plane.
Mm.
That leaves a bit of a mess. And then the birds sort of like... the birds do a bit of rubbernecking then with
like
the mess.
Like a bit of... They turn into vultures, the birds.
Yeah, they start going, look at us on the hundred there, man. We go down there and have a look. Oh, Jamers, he wasn't the least tasty of the hares, now, I have to say. As hares go, it's not a bad one. And then them being on the runway or around the air, they cause their own
more
bit of
problems.
A hazard. And sure, then your freezers burst. And sure, then the way out the airport are having the best barbecue ever, do you know? So they are a problem. But I didn't realise it was that much, that frequent. More than once a week, so. 54, were whatever weeks we're in. So it's happening quite a fair bit.
Wow.
They've got all them hares.
I am sort of surprised by that. I wouldn't have thought it was as frequent as you say. But also, I still am sort of a bit... I mean, those blooming engines are huge.
Huge, yeah.
And, I mean, the idea of a bird or a hare causing it any problems are... It's hard to get your head around that as well.
Yeah,
I kind of imagine that thing had just, you know, it's like a nutri bullet for birds and hares.
It is, isn't it? You're right, though. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? Like, it's never going to bring it down.
No.
It could cause, you know, dents and smells and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, probably.
You know, like, your plane takes off. Say you're on a flight, a 12-hour flight to Dubai, and you hit that fella there in Dublin. You know, but it's getting a bit warmer as you travel. Next thing, 8 hours later, does your chicken smell all right?
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. There you go, it is 640 quid on the Hit Bit. couple of fivers into the mix to make it because it's a Friday. 650 quid is what we're going to do. We got some cracking names to play this morning.
Oh,
on
really?
The Classic Hit Bit. Some cracking names, so we do. But first of all, here's what it sounds like. And now let's go straight to Marilyn Quigley in Limerick. How are you getting on, Marilyn?
Morning, PJ.
How are you? I did that thing where I was going to say I'm grand and you never asked me. How are you getting on, Marilyn, more importantly?
I'm good. And yourself?
Thanks very much. I'm actually doing quite good, yeah.
I'm okay as well, by the way, Marilyn. Just in case you were like secretly wondering in the background.
Jeepers, God.
Mike, are you okay?
I'm okay as well. Thanks, everybody.
I have Mike already.
So I was the only one that was left out then.
Well, I think one thing we've learned from Marilyn is if you want to get, you have to ask her to ask you, I think. Right, Marilyn, we'd love to give you some money. 650 quid, what do you think?
I think it's Brian Adams and Tina Turner. It's Only Love.
It's Only Love,
Brian. It's Only Adams. Love.
Tina Turner, right, what do you reckon?
Brian Adams, of course. Mm. Brian Adams being in there with Tina Turner as well. It is wrong, sorry.
Oh.
Marilyn. Please forgive me.
I will. Oh dear.
She'll never forgive you for that pun.
Yeah. I was going to say Marilyn Monroe, but I didn't.
That's much better.
Listen, happy Friday to you, Marilyn. Anyway, have a cracking day in Limerick. Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye now. Take care.
Right, we're staying in Limerick. Cornelius Ryan is on. Hey, Cornelius.
Not too bad, PJ, thanks. And yourself? And yourself, Jim and Mike, how are you keeping?
Except there you go. Cornelius, thank you. See, there's a man who learns quickly. Cornelius decided on the spur of the moment, I better try and keep Mike and Jim happy. They're an awful pain.
That Marilyn one is after letting Limerick down terrible. So what's the crack with you today, Cornelius? What's your weekend plans?
Not a whole pile now, Jim. I'm just making my son's lunch, sent him out to primary school and... I'll go and do a bit of shopping after that, sure, and we'll take it from there.
Why not? Right. Well, I tell you something, let's try and aid you in your shopping. What
That'll
do you
help.
Think? Have a go, Cornelius.
PJ, I think it might be Sarah from Tin Lizzy.
Sarah, Tin Lizzy.
Tin Lizzy. God, I haven't heard that name. Great song.
Great song.
Great, yeah. And we've had a lot of guesses for that as well. But unfortunately, it's wrong. But I mean... Cornelius, you can have a go later with Damien or after the lads come back after the weekend when, you know, when the boys are back in town here in the studio.
Don't encourage him, Cornelius. Don't encourage him, for God's sake. Listen, happy Friday to you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too, lads. Thanks.
Cheers, man.
Much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now. Bye-bye. Right, so our 650 goes a-begging. 640 for
640 with
Damien,
20 to 5 with Damien Farley. You can have a go with him. Please call with some strange and wonderful names for him as well. We'd love that.
Yeah, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 10 past 8 on this Friday, November 22nd. Happy Friday to you. Fabulous Friday here at Classic Hits. As always, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. The reason that Bross is playing in the background is because we're about to do a bit of celebrity chat, but it's nothing to do with the jungle, nothing to do with Love Island.
No, far from it.
Actually, that's not even celebrity anymore, is it? That Love Island thing. That's normal people, is it? Well, if you call that sort of thing normal.
Yeah, they're not normal when they come out. They're worth a fortune when they come out.
But anyway, no, this is basically something, a little bit of an advantage to having any sort of celebrity status,
yeah,
by the looks of things.
So you get these things, you get these sort of corporate gigs, I suppose you'd call them, where an after dinner speaker or a speaker at an event, right?
Yeah.
And these people get asked to do an awful lot of these things, you know, celebrities really. And like some of them make some kind of sense, I suppose. But then it comes into the Irish sort of thing and start going, wow, the price tags that can be charged, right?
For speaking?
Yeah, so like, at the top of the Irish scale, right?
Okay.
Bob Geldof.
Right.
Take a stab at it. Bob Geldof, you want him to say, you want him to talk for 20 minutes, half an hour after a dinner thing, whatever it is, you know?
And
bearing in mind, he's an outspoken activist, you know, and an artist and... You know all that sort.
I'd say that's big money, to be fair.
Yeah.
Bob Geldof, the whole Live Aid thing and all that. It's just in. Oh,
so
wow.
He would be.
Oh, my God. See, it depends on where it is now. If it was an Irish function, it would be one thing.
If it was
the UK.
There's actually a range. I have the full range for him. So I have what is beginning and is emptying.
Okay. Well, I would say it could go anywhere from. I would say from 50 grand. No. Yeah. Yeah, from 50 grand to 200 grand.
I can't believe you said that. I would have said 10 to 20.
Right.
It's 40 to 70,000 to get Bob Geldof to speak. Bob Geldof!
Yeah.
I'll do an impression of him for half that.
I would have thought the Irish end would be the lower end of the scale. I'd say he'd pick up whatever here.
Well, here's the top
40 grand.
Right?
40 grand.
Yeah, 40.
See, in England, I would have assumed.
70,000.
I would have assumed lots of them are on six-figure numbers in England and beyond America.
Well, here you go. I've got three on six figures, right?
Right.
And they're all ex-politicians. So Bill Clinton's 450,000, right?
To give you an hour's chat.
450,000, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you wouldn't even get an hour, I wouldn't think. Barack Obama's 360,000. How he is 100 grand.
Less.
Almost less than the other
fella. Although, to be honest with you.
I suppose, yeah.
Slick Willie would have a few extra
Obama
stories.
Would just give you the whole hope and wonder and amazing and blah. Whereas
Bill would give you the... And then, of course, there was the time.
And then you won't believe
in the room that nobody knows exists.
And then there was the time that I just didn't turn up at all. Tony Blair is 180 grand. And then we get into the Irish end of things. Yes, we do.
Right.
I mean, fair play to these people for getting it, right? Because let's be honest, I'm not cheap. And I wouldn't mind asking for it. I wouldn't get near it. Right? Charlie McCreevy, right? Charlie McCreevy, David McWilliams and Ed Byrne are all in the same... Now, this is the top end of what they asked
Charlie McCreevy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The ex-minister.
Yeah, the ex-minister.
Champagne Charlie.
Champagne Charlie.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, these three...
For a minute there, I was going to go, who in the name of God?
Oh, no, yeah.
Right, okay, Champagne Charlie.
The high end of what they'd ask for.
Okay.
Take a stab at it.
The high end?
The high end, yeah.
15 grand.
30,000. 29,000.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it? Brian O'Driscoll have a stab at it.
For an Irish event?
For an Irish event, yeah. Well, this is just there to start. Upper limit guideline.
Okay, Bod. I mean, I'd say he'd be fantastic. He could give you all those stories about, like, just epic horseplay. It'll be absolutely incredible.
He's a Northsider, at least, even if he is a...
He's got to be close enough. He's got to be at least 20 grand.
No, he's not. He's 15 grand. Which in context here, seems like a bit of a bargain.
For Charlie McCreevy.
Yeah.
And 15 for Bod.
Yeah. Yeah. Oliver Callan. 6,000 he gets.
Right.
Six grand, you know, for doing the funny voices.
Mind you, at least with him, you get loads of people.
Yeah, Paul O'Connell is 20 grand. Michael, Micheál and Muireann Hertig, 4 grand. John Giles, 4 grand. Bob Gell, we have him. And Ivan Yates, 6,000 quid for Ivan Yates.
Oh my God.
See you later, sir.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be having conversations later, yeah. Ivan, I'll tell you
something. You'll be doing a birthday party for free by the time, just to get rid of me. But there you go. So, in fairness...
We'll be letting our feelings be known on that, dear boy.
Yeah.
Over lunch.
Isn't that amazing? Like, that's some serious wedge.
That's incredible.
For having an old chat. Yeah. Like, it's some serious wedge.
To be honest with you. So, actually, I thought I heard more. I thought I heard a higher end of that. Like, did we not hear that for the likes of Dara Maloney that does the sport on TV? Was he not meant to be in the higher kind of like 10, that sort of neck of the woods?
Maybe. I'd say these are maybe people Marty that they
Morrissey,
just know quotes of.
You know, stuff like that.
Marty Morrissey.
What's the highest there, did we say?
The highest
or
is...
Or the general. What, they were all in around threes and fours, were they?
The sort of, well, yeah. So like, if the more... The lower end of the scale, which is would be John Giles and Micheál and Muireann Hertig. They're on 4 grand.
I would have thought John Giles would demand a bit more than that.
I definitely would have thought so.
Yeah.
I definitely would. But maybe he's doing loads and maybe he's at them all the time.
Yeah,
maybe John Giles is banging out the 4 grand gigs all the time. He's doing a whole, I didn't want to be thrown out at the RTU. I didn't like it. You know what I mean? It's all appalling. Everything's appalling, Bill. You know, hold on. He's great. I listen to him every so often doing the sport. Oh, he's great. He's so old school and he's so cranky.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And he's a brilliant way of always referring to when he was.
When he was. That's what I mean.
And the great lead side there. I played in. I mean, you wouldn't have accepted that.
Look at him. And the haircut. You wouldn't have got away with that in my team. You wouldn't have got away. We would have held you down and cut your ears and all off with the scissors. It's outrageous.
So listen, so the question is, I mean, literally everybody, I'm surprised that the text haven't exploded. Everybody wants to know then, with that sort of money floating about, what does PJ Gallagher get?
Well, it's certainly a little bit more than any of these. How you just say that?
Hadaway, What Is Love, here at Classic Hits 8:21. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you and happy birthday to Dervil. We got a WhatsApp in saying, hey PJ and Jim, will you say huge happy birthday to my mam, Dervil. She thinks you're hilarious and she always listens to you. Thanks a million from Anne and Claire. Well, thank you, Anne and Claire, and happy birthday, Dervil.
Happy birthday, Dermot. Have a great one. Have a great weekend with it as well.
Absolutely. Right, still plenty to come. Of course, breakfast table quiz. Today's the day. If anybody hits that magic number of 14 correct answers, then they're off to Tel Aviv. They're off with El Al. We've got flights. We've got luxury accommodation in Tel Aviv City as well. That's our prize in the breakfast table quiz. That's on the way. Still haven't had any funky monkey business going on yet.
No, but when you hear it, you know what to do. Text monkey to 087-188-0008 and you'll be, well, today's the big day actually, isn't it? Today's the party of 10.
That's it, yeah, exactly. Birthday party for up to 10 kids up for grabs for that as well. So plenty still on the way.
PJ and Jim's Head Elf with On Pust. Magical Christmas messages from your Scout Elf, delivered by On Pust.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Lovely festive cheer.
Oh,
isn't that right?
God almighty, here he is, the little Head Elf. He's been, after giving me a lot of grief last week, I think, he's back. Look, he gets it on this part of the show. We look forward to talking to him. And in fairness to the boys and to the girls that he does call on the phone, he's very, very nice to them. There's no doubt about that.
This, of course, all celebrating the On Pust's magical Elf on the Shelf stamp and postcard packs that are available at the moment. 6 postcards depicting the various Christmas adventures of the Elf on the Shelf, and then these 6 specially designed €1 stamps as well. Plus, you also get that magical Christmas message from Scout Elf delivered by On Pust. So you can check out all the details for yourself at onpust.com/Christmas. Let me hopefully see if he's there.
Oh, God.
Hello!
Hello!
How's it going, fellas? As well?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm good. I'm tired now, very busy at the moment, but we're getting through it, I was just out with the reindeers this morning.
Yeah?
And, well, we used to feed them a lot these days, you know, fatten them up for the big day. And,
yeah, of course.
You know,
takes a lot of energy to get around the world.
Exactly. And you know what happens after you feed something a lot? Well, there's a lot of work to be done afterwards. So I was doing that this morning.
Oh, you're cleaning out, right?
Yeah, cleaning out. You know, like that with your dogs, PJ.
I do, thankfully, yeah. I'm just glad you had to do something horrible. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Elf.
Well, you know, it's not the worst thing to be at this morning. But anyway, how are you, fellas?
We're fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to hearing who you found this week, who you're going to be chatting to and all that.
Before I do that, do you want a joke?
Oh, of course. It wouldn't be the same without a joke.
Because I'm asking all the boys and girls of Ireland to tell me a joke, right? So I'll give you an example. Who is Santa's favourite singer?
Who is Santa's favourite singer?
Elvis Presley. I'm all shook up. Anyway.
That's not bad.
I'm all shook up.
This week, anyway. Do you want to know who I spoke to?
Who?
So, we got a call, right, from Mam Elaine Brown, and she has a son called Ross Brown, and he's 8 years of age, a big man, and I had a chat with him.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
How are you? Who am I talking to?
Ross.
Ah, Ross, my old friend. How are you? You well?
Yep.
Great stuff. Do you know who this is, do you?
The Head Elf.
It is the Head Elf. How are things, Luke? Are you on your way to Our Lady of Wayside in Kilternan today, are you?
Yeah.
Come here, tell me about your dog called Woody.
He's really cute.
Yeah, he's so cute, he is, isn't he? Because you know how I know that?
How?
Because Chip, the elf on the shelf, told me.
Oh.
Yeah, me and Chip now, we go way back. He's very cool, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about Chip?
He does really funny stuff.
He talks, he's a gas man, I know. Oh, I know him from Elf College years ago. He's great. Will you tell Chip I said hello, will you?
Yep.
Now, come here. You support Liverpool. Let me talk to you about that for a second. What's going on there?
They're doing really good. They're off first place so far.
Oh, no. You're joking me. I know they are, but they probably won't win it, will they, Ross?
No, they will.
Do you know who I support?
Who?
Man United! Come on, the Red Devils!
Go on, the Liverpool.
Go on, Elda. Anyway, it doesn't matter who you support. Ross, will you do us a favour?
Yeah?
Yeah, have a joke for me, because I need a bit of cheering up now today.
Why was the snowman searching in the bag of carrots?
Why was the snowman searching in the bag of carrots, Ross?
He's picking his nose.
Very good. Ross, listen, have a great Christmas, won't you?
Yeah. Okay, bye.
I'll see you, bye.
Oh, Fantastic. Fair play to Ross. That was brilliant. And his joke was a proper joke.
That's a good joke.
So, it was so proper, it took me a second to get it.
That was a great joke.
Fair play. Right, so you're still willing to chat to the boys and girls of Ireland?
I'm wishing to chat to all the boys and girls around Ireland. So, yeah, just get in touch with you fellas and then I'll have a chat with them.
Grand, okay. And have you any great plans now for the weekend or anything? Is there any sort of... Is it all just business all the way?
No, myself and Santa and Mrs. Claus will go out for dinner at the weekend.
So oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
we usually do something different. Might get a Chinese, something like that this weekend. I know.
Yeah, it's not something you normally think of. It's kind of assumed that you'd always be
I mean, people have this perception that we eat mince pies all day and eat turkey and ham and all. No, Santa likes a good Chinese. And I like chicken balls. And that's what we do this weekend.
Excellent. Right,
there
you go. Tell you, that's high, good stuff. Anyway, listen, great talking to you as always.
You too, fellas. All the best.
Right, cheers. Take care of yourself. There you go. That's our head scout.
He was very nice today.
He was good today.
He was very nice today.
Very good. So if you want to get involved, if you want one of your little ones to chat to our head scout elf, just get the word elf onto a WhatsApp. Give us your details. 087-188-0008.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See kes.ie.
Now, we did, of course, notice that our funky monkey was pantooting there before we got stuck into the Breakfast Table Quiz. So we'll announce a winner and all that sort of stuff on that and do the draw for the big birthday party. That's on the way, probably just after nine. But in the meantime, of course, we've got to find ourselves the ultimate winner of this amazing prize, a pair of flights on the new Dublin to Tel Aviv direct service with two nights accommodation in a luxury hotel in the heart of Tel Aviv City. You can begin your exciting journey to Israel with El Al. Direct now from Dublin to Tel Aviv three times weekly. You can go and enjoy a sunset on Tel Aviv Beach, tour the historic city of Jerusalem, or float, snorkel, or scuba dive in the Dead Sea. All of the information you'll need, prices, all those kind of details, all on their website, elal.com.
There you go. So, it is a big score to beat. 13 was set on Monday by Emily. Emily came on and just blew it out of the park.
Mm.
But we've beached as far as 18 once before in this quiz. And with a prize like this at stake, we're going to have a good go at it. Kevin Hendrick is going to have a go. How are you, Kevin?
Good morning, lads. How are you?
All good, Kev. What's your story? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you guys too. Got 14 is the score to beat, isn't it?
14 is what you need.
Well, 14 is what I need. 13 to beat. No draws on this quiz.
Unfortunately,
that's
not
the one.
No, because
this man knows his way around table quiz.
I think we're dealing with a heavyweight professional.
This could be good. This could be good.
You have, freeze.
You have us excited, Kevin, at the prospect now of finding ourselves a Friday winner. Right.
I hope 60, I don't let you down.
60 seconds. Here we go.
What does DIY stand for?
Pass.
Do it yourself. A term for someone who watches a lot of TV is a couch what?
Potato.
Victoria Beckham was formerly a member of what band?
Spice Girls.
Which French monument has 1,710 steps?
The Eiffel Tower.
Which American TV show asked the question, who shot Mr. Burns?
Simpsons.
The Dow Jones is an indicator of share values on what country stock exchange?
America.
Who wrote the novel 1984?
Pass.
George Orwell. Uma Thurman played the character Mia Wallace in what Quentin Tarantino film?
Kill Bill Volume 1.
In Pulp Fiction, the film Moulin Rouge is set in which country?
France.
Which actor played the title role in Carlito's Way?
Al Pacino.
How often is the Olympics held?
4 years.
Enniskillen is the county town of what county in Ireland?
Fermanagh.
How many stars are on the American flag?
52.
50? It's 50. Oh my God. I thought we were going to sneak another one in.
I think
not enough.
A couple of pauses might have been the undoing of you, Kevin, on that one. There was a couple of ones where you were thinking of it. It was probably on the tip of your tongue.
I tell you, Kevin, I'd say if you just said pass, we'd have got you. Over the nine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers.
Respectable enough.
It was respectable, absolutely.
Well, it is
just
good, yeah.
A couple of pauses there on the old Pulp Fiction and George Orwell and stuff. That might have been the downfall.
Yeah. We always say just say pass if you have any question because you'll fit in a whole other question.
Anyway,
you know?
Fair play to you taking it on, Kevin. Hopefully, you're going to have a cracking weekend and a happy Friday to you. Thanks for having a go, man.
lad. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Cheers.
Thank you, Kevin. That was great. Terribly. Bye-bye.
Right, Kevin Hendrick having a bash, but not good enough to beat Emily Wilson there with that score, 13 on Monday.
Well done, Emily.
How often a Monday player wins on the quiz?
Not very often, but Emily was savage.
Do you not think? I think it's quite a lot, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think it's surprising.
Then, to be fair, you pay more attention than I do, so we'll give you that.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.